From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
This July 20th would have marked 3 years since the United Nations Security Council unanimously approved what's become known as the JCPOA agreement with Iran, or the Agreement on Iran's Nuclear Program. On Tuesday, however, the Trump administration announced that the U.S. would be withdrawing from the agreement. This was President Trump on Tuesday.
My fellow Americans, today I want to update the world on our efforts to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. The Iranian regime is the leading state sponsor of terror. It exports dangerous missiles, fuels conflicts across the Middle East, and supports terrorist proxies and militias such as Hezbollah, Hamas, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda. Over the years, Iran and its proxies have bombed American embassies and military installations, murdered hundreds of American service members, and kidnapped, imprisoned, and tortured American citizens. The Iranian regime has funded its long reign of chaos and terror by plundering the wealth of its own people. No action taken by the regime has been more dangerous than its pursuit of nuclear weapons and the means of delivering them. In 2015, the previous administration joined with other nations in a deal regarding Iran's nuclear program. This agreement was known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA. In theory, the so-called Iran deal was supposed to protect the United States and our allies from the lunacy of an Iranian nuclear bomb, a weapon that will only endanger the survival of the Iranian regime. In fact, the deal allowed Iran to continue enriching uranium and, over time, reach the brink of a nuclear breakout. The deal lifted crippling economic sanctions on Iran in exchange for very weak limits on the regime's nuclear activity and no limits at all on its other malign behavior, including its sinister activities in Syria, Yemen, and other places all around the world. In other words, at the point when the United States had maximum leverage, this disastrous deal gave this regime, and it's a regime of great terror, many billions of dollars, some of it in actual cash, a great embarrassment to me as a citizen and to all citizens of the United States. A constructive deal could easily have been struck at the time, but it wasn't. At the heart of the Iran deal was a giant fiction that a murderous regime desired only a peaceful nuclear energy program. Today, we have definitive proof that this Iranian promise was a lie. Last week, Israel published intelligence documents, long concealed by Iran, conclusively showing the Iranian regime and its history of pursuing nuclear weapons. The fact is, this was a horrible, one-sided deal that should have never, ever been made. It didn't bring calm, it didn't bring peace, and it never will. In the years since the deal was reached, Iran's military budget has grown by almost 40%, while its economy is doing very badly. After the sanctions were lifted, the dictatorship used its new funds to build nuclear-capable missiles, support terrorism, and cause havoc throughout the Middle East and beyond. The agreement was so poorly negotiated that even if Iran fully complies, the regime can still be on the verge of a nuclear breakout in just a short period of time. The deal's sunset provisions are totally unacceptable. If I allowed this deal to stand, there would soon be a nuclear arms race in the Middle East. Everyone would want their weapons ready by the time Iran had theirs. Making matters worse, the deal's inspection provisions lack adequate mechanisms to prevent, detect, and punish cheating, and don't even have the unqualified right to inspect many important locations, including military facilities. Not only does the deal fail to halt Iran's nuclear ambitions, but it also fails to address the regime's development of ballistic missiles that could deliver nuclear warheads. Finally, the deal does nothing to constrain Iran's destabilizing activities, including its support for terrorism. Since the agreement, Iran's bloody ambitions have grown only more brazen. In light of these glaring flaws, I announced last October that the Iran deal must either be renegotiated or terminated. 3 months later, on January 12th, I repeated these conditions. I made clear that if the deal could not be fixed, the United States would no longer be a party to the agreement. Over the past few months, we have engaged extensively with our allies and partners around the world, including France, Germany, and the United Kingdom. We have also consulted with our friends from across the Middle East. We are unified in our understanding of the threat and in our conviction that Iran must never acquire a nuclear weapon. After these consultations, it is clear to me that we cannot prevent an Iranian nuclear bomb under the decaying and rotten structure of the current agreement. The Iran deal is defective at its core. If we do nothing, we know exactly what will happen. In just a short period of time, the world's leading state sponsor of terror will be on the cusp of acquiring the world's most dangerous weapons. Therefore, I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. In a few moments, I will sign a presidential memorandum to begin reinstating U.S. nuclear sanctions on the Iranian regime. We will be instituting the highest level of economic sanction. Any nation that helps Iran in its quest for nuclear weapons could also be strongly sanctioned by the United States. America will not be held hostage to nuclear blackmail. We will not allow American cities to be threatened with destruction, and we will not allow a regime that chants death to America to gain access to the most deadly weapons on Earth. Today's action sends a critical message. The United States no longer makes empty threats. When I make promises, I keep them. In fact, at this very moment, Secretary Pompeo is on his way to North Korea in preparation for my upcoming meeting with Kim Jong-un. Plans are being made, relationships are building, hopefully a deal will happen, and with the help of China, South Korea, and Japan, a future of great prosperity and security can be achieved for everyone. As we exit the Iran deal, we will be working with our allies to find a real, comprehensive, and lasting solution to the Iranian nuclear threat. This will include efforts to eliminate the threat of Iran's ballistic missile program, to stop its terrorist activities worldwide, and to block its menacing activity across the Middle East. In the meantime, powerful sanctions will go into full effect. If the regime continues its nuclear aspirations, it will have bigger problems than it has ever had before. Finally, I want to deliver a message to the long-suffering people of Iran. The people of America stand with you. It has now been almost 40 years since this dictatorship seized power and took a proud nation hostage. Most of Iran's 80 million citizens have sadly never known an Iran that prospered in peace with its neighbors and commanded the admiration of the world. But the future of Iran belongs to its people. They are the rightful heirs to a rich culture and an ancient land, and they deserve a nation that does justice to their dreams, honor to their history, and glory to God. Iran's leaders will naturally say that they refuse to negotiate a new deal. They refuse. And that's fine. I'd probably say the same thing if I was in their position. But the fact is, they are going to want to make a new and lasting deal, one that benefits all of Iran and the Iranian people. When they do, I am ready, willing, and able. Great things can happen for Iran, and great things can happen for the peace and stability that we all want in the Middle East. There has been enough suffering, death, and destruction. Let it end now. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
That was President Donald Trump on Tuesday announcing the intention of the United States to withdraw from the JCPOA, or the Iran Nuclear Agreement. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani was quick to respond.
Based on what we have been saying since 40 years ago, and we have been repeating this, and that is, Iran is a country that adheres to its commitments, and the U.S. is a country that has never adhered to its commitments. Our history in the past 40 years and even prior to that has told us and has indicated that the Americans, speaking of their approach towards the people of the region and the people of Iran, the Americans have always adopted a hostile approach. And that includes their coup against the legitimate government of Dr. Mossadegh, and also their interventions at the time of the previous regime and the support for Saddam, and also the targeting of an Iranian passenger plane, an Iranian passenger aircraft, and the killing of innocent people by the U.S. Warship, and also the measures they have carried out against the people of Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, and also the people of the Middle East region and the people of North Africa, and also the measures carried out by the Americans against the people of in other parts of the world. Tonight, the Americans announced that they have pulled out and they have withdrawn from the JCPOA. And in fact, it was an emphasis on what they have been doing in the past months. So since the signing of the nuclear deal till today, when has the United States ever adhered to its commitments? There's been a few statements being released. So has there been any action to the benefit of the Iranian people, or have the Americans acted in accordance with the nuclear deal and its framework? Based on what has been said by the IAEA. The Iranian nation has adhered to its commitments, and the Iranian government has actually fulfilled all its commitments envisaged by the JCPOA. But today, we are witnessing that a country that is, we can clearly see which country is not respecting the international commitments. JCPOA was not an agreement between Iran and the United States so that the U.S. would be able to just exit the deal. JCPOA has been a multilateral international agreement, and it has been endorsed by the UN Security Council and also Resolution 2231. Therefore, the United States officially announced tonight that it pays no attention to international commitments. Prior to JCPOA, Mr. Trump voiced his position concerning the issue of climate change, and he pulled out of the climate deal. And there were other agreements, such as trade agreements. He also pulled out from those trade agreements as well. So there's precedence to this, and there's a background in this connection. Our people, just a few minutes ago, witnessed that the only regime that supported Trump's standpoint was the illegitimate Zionist regime, the very regime that martyred our nuclear scientists, the very regime that is perpetrating atrocities and crimes against the people of the region, and perpetrates crimes against the innocent people of Palestine. From this moment, JCPOA exists between Iran and five countries. In fact, from this moment, 5+1 has lost one of its members, and in such a condition, we should wait for the six major world countries to see what they are going to do in connection with this nuclear deal. I have ordered the foreign ministry to hold negotiations with European countries in the next few weeks, and also the other two major countries, namely Russia and China, to hold consultations and to do the necessary coordination and hold necessary negotiations. So if at the end of this short period of time, if we come to the conclusion that with the collaboration of five countries, it is feasible to attain what the Iranian people wish, despite the views of the U.S. and the Zionist regime, and also the impolite remarks by Trump. We should see whether it's possible to just keep up with JCPOA and also take steps in line with regional peace and tranquility. And if we come to the conclusion that our interests are not guaranteed, I will speak with the Iranian people, and also in such a condition, I will inform the people about the decisions that is going to be adopted by the establishment.
Those were some remarks by Iran's President Hassan Rouhani shortly after President Donald Trump announced that the U.S. would be withdrawing from the JCPOA agreement with Iran. The EU's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, also reacted to Trump's speech and made the following remarks on Tuesday.
More than 2 years ago, exactly in July 2015, the entire international community welcomed the result of 12 years of intense negotiations on the Iranian nuclear program. 104 pages full of technical details, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the JCPOA. It is not a bilateral agreement. It does not belong to any single country, and it is not up to any single country to terminate it. It is a multilateral agreement which was unanimously endorsed by the United Nations Security Council Resolution 2231. It is a robust deal that provides guarantees and a strong monitoring mechanism so that Iran's nuclear program is and will remain exclusively for civilian purposes only. We cannot afford, as international community, as Europe for sure, to dismantle a nuclear agreement that is working and delivering, especially now. The International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, has verified 8 times that Iran is implementing all its nuclear-related commitments, following a comprehensive and strict monitoring system. There have been no violations of any of the commitments included in the agreement. The scope of the agreement relates to the nuclear program and is being fulfilled. The deal has prevented and continues to prevent, will continue to prevent, Iran from developing nuclear weapons. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action represents a key and functioning pillar of the international non-proliferation architecture that is even more important to preserve at a time of acute nuclear threat. We believe we have a collective responsibility to preserve it for our own collective security. The United States domestic process, and I underline domestic, following today's announcement of President Trump, is now in the hands of the United States Congress. The JCPOA is not a domestic issue, but a UN Security Council resolution. The international community and the European Union with it has clearly indicated that the deal is and will continue to be in place. The European Union continues to fully support the Iran nuclear deal and the full and strict implementation of all its provisions by all parties. The European Union, together with the rest of the international community, is committed to preserve it to the benefit of all, including the Iranian people.
Thank you very much. Have a couple of questions, Lawrence.
Thanks, Lawrence Norman of the Wall Street Journal. Can I start with the question of whether Mr. Trump can terminate the deal? You just said he cannot. He just said he can. Which one of you is right? Can you explain that to us? And secondly, and crucially, if Mr. Tillerson comes to you in January or February after a change in the US law, if that happens, and says, let's work on a successor separate agreement dealing with ballistic missiles and sunsets in the agreement, or Mr. Trump will kill this deal, what will you say to him?
I just spoke to Secretary Tillerson, and that was not part of our conversation. I don't need to explain to you that know the deal very well. This deal is not a bilateral agreement. This is not an international treaty. This is an annex, a very long annex to a UN Security Council resolution, unanimously adopted. To my knowledge, there's not one single country in the world that can terminate a UN Security Council resolution that has been adopted, even more so adopted unanimously, and implemented, and verified, and with the rest of the international community continuing to support and implement it. So it is clearly not in the hands of any president of any country in the world to terminate an agreement of this sort, because this is a UN Security Council resolution. This is a plan of action that sets things to be done, commitments, nuclear-related commitments, and only nuclear-related commitments, and that is being implemented. So the President of the United States has many powers, not this one. The future, I believe, as I said, the rest of the international community and for sure the European Union will preserve the agreement. Can anything else be negotiated? I guess someone that has a deal maker experience knows that to make a deal, you need to have an interlocutor that is interested and ready to negotiate to get to an agreement. And you should ask this question in Tehran right now. For the moment, this agreement is working, has been implemented, continues to be implemented, and not only as a high representative of the European Union, but also as the one that has the responsibility to continue to see the implementation of the agreement in place, I would expect all to continue to stick to it, as it has been now the case for almost 2 years. Yes.
Bonjour, Isabelle Horry, Europe 1, une question en français. Monsieur Trump a eu des mots très durs hein, contre l'Iran tout à l'heure en disant que c'était un...
Mr. Trump used very strong language in his speech.
Est-ce que vous pouvez expliquer aux Européens pourquoi c'est quand même bien d'avoir un accord avec ce pays-là?
Can you explain to Europeans why it's a good idea to have a deal with a country like this?
La dénonciation de, enfin la, comment on dit, la désertification de cet accord aujourd'hui.
And what do you think of this desertification?
Le discours du président Trump ouvre un processus interne.
Mr. Trump's speech opens a domestic political process.
Il ne se termine pas et l'impact de quel devrait être, comme je dis, évalué après.
The impact of this can only be evaluated later.
Décider ou ne pas décider si la position des États-Unis change.
If America's position changes,
l'accord n'est pas dans les mains des nations.
The deal is not in the hands of the United States.
Sur la qualification de l'Iran.
As far as the qualification of Iran is concerned,
parce que c'est exactement quand il y a un problème qu'il faut trouver un accord pour le gérer. S'il n'y avait pas de problème,
if there hadn't been a problem,
pendant 12 ans,
we wouldn't have spent 12 years trying to resolve it.
Des nuits, des semaines,
long nights, weeks of discussions went into this.
La fête nationale française le 14 juillet pour détailler.
And it was an extremely detailed plan.
Avec une forme extrêmement précise, tous les engagements nucléaires à respecter.
The nuclear engagements taken by Iran were extremely precise.
Qui était là, qu'on a détaillé tellement.
And we are confident that there was enough detail in this deal to make it stick.
On a basé ça pas sur la confiance, qui n'était pas là, mais sur la précision des accords et des engagements mutuels.
And our decisions since haven't been based on any trust, they've been based on observable verification.
Les détails techniques, et pas seulement techniques, de l'accord si en profondeur, que penser de réouvrir ou renégocier une partie.
The idea of reopening it or renegotiating parts of this deal,
ça veut dire que l'accord ne serait pas en place, je ne vois pas la possibilité.
Implicates that the accord no longer exists.
Renégocier une partie ou l'autre de l'accord, il n'y aurait pas l'espace politique, il n'y aurait
so there's no political space
du reste de la communauté internationale
to actually do this.
Thank you very much. We will stop there.
That's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.